Would you rather relive 2023 or decide now to live 2024 twice?
Welcome to the Rathercast, where this month and every month we present to you
a family-friendly would you rather question, debate our answers, and invite you to do the same.
And here we are. The year is
2024!
Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome back to another round of the Rathercast. We are still going strong. Looking forward to inviting some guests on this year, maybe even an expert or two on a particular subject. But as you heard at the top, this question, a little nod to the new year, gentlemen. Would you rather relive, knowing what you know now, re-experience the year 2023, starting over at January 1st, 2023? Or would you like to decide in advance that you're going to live through 2024 two times? So you don't know what's going to happen the first time through 2024. Or you could go back now to 2023.
What if you die in 2024?
Well, then whatever leads up to your death. Why'd this get so dark already?
It's about to get darker.
Then you would start back over. If you died in March, then you jump back to January, and hopefully you could solve your untimely death and prevent it from happening.
That seems like that.
What?
Like, I definitely want to do 2024.
But you could make, knowing what you know now, you could make different choices.
And die.
Because in 2023.
No, because then if, think about it this way. If you change something in the past, it could result to you dying. Like not washing your hands when you washed your hands could result to you dying.
Could lead a butterfly ripple effect through the space-time continuum, resulting in your
dying?
Untimely death.
Yeah.
Hmm. But that could happen either way, 2023 or 2024.
No, with 2024, if you die, you can fix it. But in 2024, you just make the same choices. You live your life. If it's a good life, it's bad. Who cares?
I see. So are you saying if you choose 2023, you might mess it up and injure
more.
Or... Yeah.
You might mess it up.
Whereas
more.
Whereas if you...
Know that you're going to...
I
you
see.
Can make obvious choices.
I see. And are you going to weigh in on any of this complicated factors?
No.
What? What do you mean, no? That's not how we do things here on the Rathercast.
Not at the Rathercast.
He's going to be like, no, I'm on a podcast. I'm going to choose not to speak at all. I'm just going to silently laugh in the background and judge you. No, you got to consider these things out loud. That's part of the process.
Well, I'm considering them both.
Yeah.
And neither sounds like good options.
You really? Okay. You
because
don't wanna...
I don't know about having, like, I don't know, reliving a year sounds weird.
Yeah.
I mean, you can control what happens. It's going to be different. But is everyone else going to be animated and doing the same thing?
They will. Well, presumably, if you decided to relive 2023... As soon as you start to make, you might start to make different choices, in which case.
Because you don't remember the choices you made.
You might not remember the choices you made, and you might start to make different choices, and then everything's going to diverge, and then it won't be the same anymore.
Yeah.
You're going to create a new year pretty quickly.
But in you can know this, and.
And apparently, yeah. If you're Elodin, you might.
Make
you might,
obvious choices.
If you relive 2023, you might just step on a butterfly and forget to wash your hands and die.
Why is it stepping on a butterfly?
That's just like it's a reference to what they call the butterfly effect. Like if you were to travel back in time to prehistoric times, then you
and
might step
a
on a butterfly, and that could the butterfly having killed that butterfly could alter the course of evolution and humanity.
Are butterflies that important?
It's more of a thought experiment, I think. You know, like a butterfly flaps its wings.
And this is why I don't research time travel.
It causes a chain reaction of events that, like, ripples out throughout the world.
Yeah, like, if I didn't right now, and I revisited 2023, and I didn't snap, the sound waves around me could start caving in on me because they didn't...
Whoa.
Because they started...
Things are getting trippy over here.
Because they wanted to hear the snap, so all the air molecules would push and push.
Elodin's snapping and creating a sound wave through the air molecules will ripple out through space and time.
I don't know about this.
Human evolution to diverge from the path it otherwise would have had he not snapped his finger. This is getting very strange. I have my answer. Gentlemen, do you have your answer?
I have my answer.
I have my answer. I can tell you very specifically why I chose what I chose.
Okay. Let's hear you first.
Okay, I am going to choose to live 2024 and then live it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because knowing this going in, I can pay more attention because I don't remember what happened in 2023. I don't know what choices I made. I don't even remember anything helpful. Like, I don't know, the price of Bitcoin. That would probably be good to remember if I knew it ahead of time and I knew it later. I could follow it and do something with that information.
But you have to tell them what Bitcoin is.
What? People don't know what Bitcoin is. Bitcoin's a digital asset. It's digital cryptocurrency, digital money.
Let's just leave it at it's digital money.
Digital money. And its value goes up and down. And if you knew that, what it was in January 2023, and
you knew what the lottery ticket is.
Right, if you knew what the lottery numbers were. But I certainly don't know any of that. But in 2024,
I could keep track
knowing that I'm going to relive it, I could choose
the lottery
to pay attention to certain things.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go into 2024 times 2. So I guess does that mean do I age a year, or do I age an extra year, or do you not age if you relive the same year? How's that work?
No, you don't age.
Oh,
you age. No, you just go back in the same body, so you're...
If you grow a lot, then you're going to grow and then shrink and then grow.
I see. I do tend to grow and then shrink and then grow, especially around the holidays, if you know what I'm saying. Oh. All those cookies and cakes. Elodin, what are you going to do?
So I am going to relive 2024.
Four. You're doing 2024 times two.
Because it feels like you can make notes versus if I'm in 2023 and I make something really big, like saying, for instance, if I went back to the year someone got, like, I had the choice to see if someone gets married or not, if I say no, then what's gonna happen? Someone's gonna marry someone else. They might turn evil. They might rebellious against me. I mean, you never know what's gonna happen.
Your imagination's on fire today. I love it. Yeah, you don't know. Crazy. So you're going to...
could turn into Miss Malvaise and Dr.
Miss Malvaise. Okay, now we're referencing books that the audience has never read. That's good.
Hey, we don't know. Maybe there's a good book reader out there.
Elodin was just...
Put this in the show notes. Reference this book.
Reference to the name of this book is Secret, and that whole series by Pseudonymous Bosch. Highly recommend. We're on book 4. Okay, so you're going to relive 2024.
Put it in the link in the show notes.
Link in the show notes.
As if we have.
Ender, what are you going to do?
Show notes?
2023 or 2024?
Oh, yeah, on YouTube.
We do have show notes. It's true. You can please read the show notes.
No one's gone.
Are you going to go to? Are you going to relive 2023?
Can I relive 2025?
Wait a minute. You want to wait a whole nother year? You want to go through 2024? And then live 2025, and then relive 2025.
I'm going to Japan in 2025 with a school thing.
Oh.
Relive that.
Oh, you could get...
But what if you die in Japan?
What if there's an earthquake that kills you? Elodin, what's with you and all the death? Good grief, kid. I see what you're saying, because you have that fun trip planned. Well, you do, but you have a fun...
Is it fun if there's an earthquake that happens while you're in Japan?
An earthquake just happened in Japan. Could happen again while you're there.
Seems unlikely.
Yeah, I have no idea what the likelihood of that is or not. Probably because 90. I didn't pay attention during mathematics and I didn't learn anything about statistics.
Even I know more about
statistics. Please, kids, pay attention in mathematics and learn about statistics so you can teach me things. So you have to choose 23 or 24. You can't.
I'm going to go 2024.
2024.
For no specific reason.
For the same reasons as us, so you can pay attention and make notes. Well, also, you have a cool trip.
To Belize
in on spring break. You could live that twice.
Yeah.
Do different things both times, I guess.
I guess so.
I'm not exactly sure how that works.
Have you forgotten what year it is, though?
It's 2024.
It's 2025.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is the longest podcast of my life. All right, so we have consensus. 2024, we're going to live it twice. And this could happen. We won't know until...
It's Wednesday January 1st already.
Next year. So, thank you for listening. Upcoming future episodes are going to feature some friends as guests and maybe some guest experts. If you have any questions, send it to therathercast@gmail.com. Until next time, we can't wait to catch you on
The Rathercast.
Would you rather show your love for The Rathercast by supporting the show or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons? Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting therathercast.com. You can also submit a Would You Rather question of your own to be considered for a future episode by emailing therathercast@gmail.com.